Hello, my friends. It is August 27th, Wednesday, I believe. Sometimes they blur together. It's blur day, someday. It's a rainy day, a gray day. Light rain. It's been falling for the last hour or so. I complained about technology in my last post, but I forgot to follow up with the specifics. The reason I was complaining about it is because I went to the Flickr site, which is the photo sharing site that generates these pictures you see here, and I arranged the pictures in what they call a badge, which is this vertical display you see. But when I embed it on the site, the order is not the same as I put them in back on Flickr. Thus, the photos themselves are out of order. Anyways, the weather has been really good. When I hit Kansas City, there was just a drop in temperature that ordinarily should have been a trend, and it should have receded back to the deathly hot days, but it really hasn't. It hasn't been cool by any means, but anyways, once in a while I feel that sort of dryness, that crispness in the air that heralds the coming autumn. And as I walk along the road today in a light drizzle, there's quite a few yellowed leaves falling, sometimes sticking on my trusty umbrella. Anyways, let's talk about these pictures. Or why don't you listen and I'll talk. This here is a picture of what I will call the McDonald clan, although there's really just three McDonalds here, I believe. Mitch, Chris, and Mike, I believe. And Douglas is a friend, and Rodney and Rod are father and son. Or excuse me, I think it's Rod and Rodney. Rod's the father. Cheryl is the mother. And I actually never got officially introduced to the long-haired brunette there on the right. Rodney's kneeling down by my sign. Douglas is standing behind it. I think it's hard for me to see on my phone, but Chris and Mike are back there. And Mitch is in the middle with a white t-shirt. And then, well, you can figure out the other ones. The next picture here is the message board at a place called the Sunflower House. It's a co-op in Lawrence, Kansas. It's actually two houses sort of connected to each other, wherein I can't quite remember exactly, but some crazy number, like 35 people live or something. And I was just looking for a place to stay in Lawrence and couldn't find one. And right, is this Lawrence? Was it Lawrence? My goodness. Was it? It was Lawrence. But yes, it was Lawrence, yes. So I just, I did like a search for student co-ops or something, and I called these guys up, and, you know, the guy I spoke to immediately said, yeah, you can stay at our house, very calmly, very casually, very, no ceremony, no to-do. But then he followed it up with, you're not an axe murderer, are you? Which is interesting because it's amusing. I often have the term axe murderer, serial killer, bandied about when people are considering or about to allow me into their homes or spaces. And the next picture, as you can see, or as you may have noticed, I kind of like bugs. This is a big moth that was beating his brains out, or her brains out, against a large halogen light, I believe. And the next picture is the security technology in a little apartment that somebody, that was vacant, that somebody let me stay in in, oh, I think a town that shall be unnamed, just in case I wasn't supposed to be in there. It was above a little restaurant, and they just let me stay in here. And that is a pen that is taped into the bolt area of the door. The next picture is a love letter that I spied by the side of the road. You find all kinds of things, as you might imagine. Oh, here comes a cadre of dump trucks. I must cross the road. I'm at a narrow bridge here. You find all kinds of things on the side of the road that... Woo! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Lots of thunder and spray. All kinds of things by the side of the road that just basically, you know, fell out of people's lives. People move their lives. They conduct their lives on this network of roads we have. And little pieces fall by the wayside once in a while. This is one of them. Here I am at the same compound that had the big light where the moth was beating his or her brains out against. And I'm boosting a little power. Once in a while you walk around, walk along, and you see something like this off the road. It's, you know, a machine shop of some kind. It's pretty likely you're going to find an outlet in the wall. You can see that the cord is actually leading back to where the camera is. It is currently plugged into my cell phone, which is also my camera. This next picture is Bill Justice. I just kind of liked his name, so I threw him in here. But he pulled me over on an extremely hot day and asked me if my brain was cooking, and asked me if I was okay, really. Commented that, oh my gosh, your umbrella is black too. But he had passed me and gone to a store and come back with a lovely grape-flavored sport drink and some advice not to walk the roads at night because of all the meth factories and the dwellers therein that would cruise around and act in rather erratic behavior, or rather erratic manner. He said, they're not necessarily, you know, terribly dangerous, just unpredictable, strange. All right, this next picture is Alex and Madison. A couple of kids that just kind of stopped by when I showed up in this park in a town which escapes me right now. But you can bet your bottom dollar it was in Kansas. And they were a couple of real nice kids. Madison in particular was just kind of effervescent. And they kept referring to the Washington guy, who was apparently some biker that was going across the country that came through the area. He tented in the same park. And apparently, he didn't have very good tent-side manners, for lack of a better term. Rather irritable, rude, and rough around the edges, according to these two. The next picture here are my latest pair of brand new shoes. Switched brands from New Balance to ASICS. Thought I'd give them a try. They're okay. They don't seem quite as beefy as the New Balance. But they're also, they don't have such a wide vertical profile. And they can fit in these high-tech galoshes things that I bought not long ago. Here's my tent in the next picture. Just sitting, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just sitting right out in the open in a city park, which is cool. I've taken to calling police stations, sheriff's stations, city halls, etc., telling people what I'm doing and asking them if I might put my tent in their park for the night. And getting quite good results. So I haven't had to quite go through all the measures, or at least as often go through the measures of finding a guerrilla camping spot, as I call them. Whereas you just find a place to set up at the end of the night. Well, that's the end of that. I will get back to concentrating on avoiding potholes and the like. And you all farewell. Once again, arrival date, December 13th, World Trade Center site. Until next time. Oh yeah, wanted to tell you I'm on a little highway in between New Virginia and St. Mary's, Iowa. About 35 miles south of Des Moines.